And then there's the University of South Florida women's basketball player who wanted to wear Islamic clothing on the court. Yeah, she wanted to wear long pants, long shirt, and headgear. The kind of head arrangement that
stupid
a Muslim
mess on their head,
yeah,
all that garbage.
Now, how in the world you're going to play
basketball?
Can you imagine the scene of these four women on the court wearing basketball uniforms and this one Muslim player wearing this garb?
Yeah.
Do you know that we found out
ridiculous
that you cannot wear a cross in an NCAA basketball game?
That's right. We found that out. Yep.
You can't wear a cross.
Nope.
And
you can't. You may not.
Her university was petitioning the NCAA to allow her to wear this.
Yeah, they were poised to let it happen. They really were.
But you can't wear a cross.
Nope, can't wear a cross. But boy, oh boy, they're going to, you know, kiss their ass and allow that to happen. Because, again, it's this new mentality now. Now we have to fall over these people now.
And we found out that Towson State had a player that wore a yarmulke. And I don't know what year this was, but he wouldn't play on Sunday or was it Saturday?
I'm trying to remember.
You know, I'm confused because Sandy Koufax,
I can't remember.
Who was one of the most famous and first famous Jewish athletes in professional sports in America. Sandy Koufax missed a World Series game because it fell on a Sunday, I believe. Anyway, those things happened, and, you know, I suppose you can have some sympathy for any side in this case, but why is it that you couldn't wear a cross if you're going to have sympathy for and you're going to petition for someone to wear Muslim wear?
Ugh, Muslim wear.
And yet wear a cross and forget about it. And nobody, I don't even remember any discussion of it. I don't, and you know, we follow these things. I don't even ever remember the petition. I don't remember the being turned down. I don't remember the person who even asked for it. But these other cases, of course. This one we will never have to hear about again because...
Yeah, which is fantastic. And the fact of the matter is she walked away from it. She quit.
She quit the team.
Yep. And the reason why she quit, I still say, is because she knew this was going nowhere. This thing was going to go down in flames. Even though, why did she supposedly quit? Just because...
She said she didn't want the issue to cause further distraction.
Oh, like she gives a damn. She had a ball starting all this distraction. She was set and she was going to fight this thing to the end, but there was no way to fight it. And eventually people probably got through to her that, listen, you're just barking up a tree and nothing's going to happen. I say keep walking. Now that you're out, keep walking. Keep walking till you see a lot of desert, okay? Get out of here.
I think she'd see a lot of water first. But
I know. You got to keep walking.
Yeah. The strange thing is it was agreed, and they don't indicate that the team voted on this like it was agreed by the team, but it just says... It was agreed the team would accommodate her Islamic attire and reinstate her scholarship.
God almighty.
And the school agreed to work with the NCAA on the scarf issue.
Mm.
But Fernandez, the coach, said Armstrong requested a meeting with him Wednesday and left the team. I offered her an opportunity to think further on her decision. She assured me the decision is final. She, by the way, has been a disappointment as a player, we learned. We made a phone call down there.
That's
and
right.
Found out that they had some big expectations and she had big scholarship offers. And she wound up getting... averaging 2.3 points a game.
Yep.
And
he said,
I think less than 3.5 rebounds a game.
She sucked on top of everything else.
Yeah, she really didn't have that going for her. Because I thought she must be averaging 20 points a game to be getting this kind of attention.
Exactly.
No,
not true. It was just the political correctness, apparently.
I want to briefly return to the Ryder Cup because some